Save the Semantics, episode 85. It is September 8, 2019. My name is Myro. This is the podcast where I ramble on about myself and things that interest me. Weekend into September. Jesus Christ, I almost dropped my phone there. That would have been crazy. I've had this phone for quite some time now. I have an iPhone 5. That's not too revealing of information. iPhone 5S? 5C, I think? I'm going to try to keep on getting these as long as I can, mainly because I like this model the best. I feel like it's like the best shape. It's the best. It doesn't completely overwhelm your pocket, you know? It doesn't stick out like a sore thumb, so, you know, I'm going to keep purchasing these until they become obsolete. And for now, this has been doing all right. The main issue with, like, I guess this iPhone is that, like, the charging port gets pretty, like, dusty and dirty quickly. There's, like, a small pocket in there where a lot of dirt and stuff picks up. One time I had to, like, I had to go to this one tech store, and they, like, cleaned up that phone charging port for me, and eventually, like, the phone was charging just fine. I'm having some issues with that right now. Like, I've been trying to, like, clean it and stuff, use, like, a dust cleaner and stuff like that, but it's not truly a whole lot of success, I guess. Anyways, enough boring talk about my old-ass fossil of a phone. What's been going on? Well, I've just kind of been hanging out, I guess. I've been working. I've been keeping busy with work. I'm getting my wisdom teeth pulled tomorrow, so I'm a little nervous about that. That's really the only, like, talking point that I've had for, like, the last couple of weeks. It's like coworkers, friends, it's the only thing I've been talking to them about. It's like, yeah, I'm getting my teeth pulled. It's like, wow, what's that experience like? You know, that kind of thing. It's fine, you know. I am a little nervous for that. I don't know, I've never really had anything as significant as that. Like, I've never had surgery. I've never, like, broken any bones or anything like that. I'd say the most severe thing I've had was, like, maybe, like, slamming the car door on my thumb. But even that, it was just that healed over time, you know? It wasn't anything that I had to go to, like, the doctor for or the hospital for or anything like that. So, yeah, this is going to be an experience for sure. I am, you know, a little nervous about that, but I think I'll be all right once I come out the other end. But I'm probably going to be out for, like, at least a couple of days, a few days, just eating just non-solid food, you know, liquid food, soup, yogurt, tofu, that kind of thing. So that's going to be interesting. I'm definitely not going to be miserable at all. So that's that. And I just wanted to get this episode out before I went under. I'm sure I'll be all right. I'm sure I'll be fine enough to, you know, walk out and record and stuff. But I think that my face is just going to get blown up like a tomato. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to speak properly following the surgery. Is it okay to call it a surgery? After the teeth extraction, I don't think I'll be able to speak properly. I know at least the first day, from what I heard, like, it's like a painful process, you know? I'm going to be out. I'm going to be talking a bunch of bullshit, you know, just like I am right now, but even more incoherent. And yeah, it's going to be an interesting experience. I think the reason I'm, like, nervous, well, for one, it's just, like, the, you know, I'm sure that it'll be fine, like, it'll be successful. The other thing is just, like, the fact, like, I don't like not being in control of myself, you know, like, I don't like being intoxicated sometimes. I don't really like being inebriated and that kind of thing. Like, I always like to have some form of control, because if I don't have that, then I kind of start to lose it. I start to kind of lose sense of myself and whatnot, which is why I'm really really kind of caution myself from, like, dabbling too much in really anything. You know, even alcohol. Alcohol is definitely, like, I put, like, a pretty solid cap on how much I consume with alcohol and stuff. I went drinking last night, and I already had, like, an idea of, like, how much I wanted to consume before just stopping, you know? Like, it's not anything new or anything like that, but it's just, I feel like it's, I always want to be kind of in that safe zone of where I want to be, not too intoxicated to the point where I completely forget interactions that I had with other people and that kind of thing, you know? So, that's just something I always try to keep in mind, and that's something that I'm just kind of worried about. It's just that when I'm completely, like, under anesthesia and under the laughing gas, like, I don't do any, like, stupid shit, you know? I don't think I'm gonna be even physically capable enough to do anything, but yeah, that's that. So yeah, I've just kind of wanted to put something out before, because it might be a little while before I'll be able to speak properly again. The next time I talk, it'll probably be something along like that, or I can't really, my entire face is numb. Oh god, I'm gonna try to keep away from my phone as much as I can. As much as I can. I don't need to, you know. Maybe I'll take some pictures, maybe I'll record one video of myself speaking into the mic, and then just see how that kind of goes. See how much crazy shit I can get away with. To catch up on some shit that I've been kind of listening to, this new Brockhampton album that came out a little while back, new Rhapsody album. Still kind of going through that. I'm maybe about a little less than halfway through. I've kind of taken my time with that album. I feel like it's a lot to take in just in one sitting. It's very it's akin to like a movie, you know, like a long 2.5 hour, 3 hour long movie. I don't really like to kind of sit through the entire thing. So I want to take it in bits and pieces while I can. So I'll probably be listening to that when, you know, I'm recovering. And then also the new Earth Gang album, which is fantastic. I'd say, to just say the cons of the album, there's only, like, maybe a couple of songs that I felt like were, like, okay, that's, it's not as up to par with the rest of the album or the rest of their discography. I'd say maybe Bank and maybe, what was it, Tripped, I think, the one featuring Kehlani. You know, that one's alright, too. That one's not bad. Bank's okay. Like, it feels a bit too, like, generic for their sound. Like, they're very kind of out there, Earth Gang. Their sound is very unique, and it doesn't really sound like anything else, which is what I appreciate about them. They kind of encapsulate this sound that it's sort of like, you know, obviously people make the Outkast comparisons. It's hard not to, because, you know, they're both from Atlanta, they're a duo and all that, but they definitely have their own thing that they're going for. You know, I think they're their own brand, they're their own unique artist. They have their own artistry and whatnot. So I think maybe it's a bit of a disservice to be like, oh, they're the new Outkast or whatnot. You know, they're different, and I appreciate a lot of the sound that they bring to the table. I started listening to them back when I first discovered them on JID's album. They did D-Vision, which is still one of my favorite songs. I feel like it's just every single verse that all three rappers that I had on that song are just, like, fantastic. Like, they all just mold together so well. They all kind of fit with their own respective flows and whatnot. Of course, Jid kills the song, but still, they all kind of, they all worked well together. What the fuck am I saying? They all worked together well on the track. I'm just kind of talking in circles right now. So yeah, Mirrorland, Earth King. I guess that would be my recommended album. I mean, it's not, like, I think they definitely have a lot of push from, you know, the label and whatnot. J. Cole, obviously, is a big supporter of them and whatnot. But I think that'll be my recommended album of the week. I think it's a really well-constructed album. There's a lot of great tracks on there. Up. Tequila is so good. Tequila is so goddamn good. Especially just the production on that song is... It feels like you're kind of like in a tropical kind of setting, you know? You're sipping on tequila. It's so good. The chorus is fantastic. T-Pain's, you know, his contribution to the track is pretty good as well. I've never been like the biggest T-Pain fan. I've always sort of been turned off by his like autotune. And I've never really have felt like there was a song that I really fucked with that he had. But on this song, like, he fit pretty well with the rest of the guys. Yeah, I'd say that's my recommended album. Just to get that out of the way. I've been listening to a lot of other, like, I've mentioned this previously, but I've been listening to a lot of, like, soul and, like, R&B stuff, too. Not really any specific artists. Like, I've been kind of glossing over albums and stuff, but it's been nice. I've, like, kind of compiled, like, my summer soul collection, I guess, is what you can call it. I've already talked about, like, Duran Jones and The Indications. I believe I recommended Black Pumas. Maybe I didn't. I'm not sure. Black Pumas is another group that does like soul music. I think they really only have like one album out there. At least the only album that I've seen is the one that I've listened to, which is on Apple Music. I think it's self-titled, and that's pretty great as well. I've added some of their songs onto this playlist that I've compiled, but. Yeah, I've just kind of been going through that. That's just sort of what I've been in the mood for. Some jazz here and there. And yeah, that's sort of what I've been doing as of late. And I've already bought my ticket to see Earth King. They're coming near where I live, so that's going to be a pretty great experience. This is going to be my third time seeing them, which is pretty crazy. I think this is like the most times I've seen an artist. Out of like any artist I've seen, this is my third time seeing them, so that's gonna be an experience. And other than that, what's been going on? I'm not really sure what's been going on. I already talked about Mindhunter and all that. I'm trying to like, I've sort of saved off some like TV shows for this upcoming week because I know I'm gonna be just kind of cooped up in my house. I know Good Place has a new season out on Netflix, so I'm probably gonna watch through all of that probably tomorrow or like the following day. I took a break from Hunter Hunter, so maybe I'll get back into that. I really do want to try to finish the entire series, like actually watch it all the way through this time. So I have that kind of compiled up. Maybe some movies, some other TV shows that I've been wanting to watch. I think these last couple of weeks are when I'm gonna try to, like, get through, like, some shows, because, like, once school starts, like, I'll still have time to watch some things, but I don't really feel like I'm gonna be able to, like, commit to a TV show. I've never really have done that. I've never, like, during, like, the academic year, I've never really sat down and really binged through a TV show. I never really do that anyway. I sort of take it in kind of bits and pieces, but for this upcoming week, I think I'm just gonna try to get through some TV shows. Maybe I shouldn't say get through, but I'm gonna try to enjoy them, you know. I think I've talked about this before, but considering how much content is out there, you know, it feels like you're kind of just, instead of actually sitting down and enjoying a show or a movie, or just like, okay, everybody's seen this, so I should watch it as well, you know? And so I'm going to get through it. Now I can say that I've seen this TV show and I can contribute and provide my own opinion about about that topic. You know, you want to feel kind of included, and I'm obviously guilty of that, which is why I've been, like, kind of aching to get through Mindhunter, and now that I have, you know, I can, like, you know, see all the discussion forums, Twitter feeds, Reddit threads, and all that. But I try my best to, you know, really sit with, like, a TV show or, like, a movie and whatnot. I think that's, like, the one thing that you can kind of appreciate about, like, a movie as opposed to a TV show. A movie, if it's not part of, like, a series, it's just kind of its own. It's a single experience, you know. You get through it, and then you can sort of sit with it for a while. There's a lot of themes and, like, motifs and all that that you can kind of enjoy with a film. With like, a TV show, if it's, like, separated out into, like, different seasons, it's kind of a different experience, you know. Of course, you could do the same process of enjoying a TV show the same way you can enjoy a film, but I feel like it's kind of different. There's just so much more content that kind of needs to be absorbed when regarding a TV show, you know. There's a new Breaking Bad movie coming out, which is following the end of Breaking Bad's the last season, so that's going to be interesting. It's coming out on Netflix. I'm definitely going to watch that. I haven't watched Breaking Bad in a long time. I tried rewatching it a little while back, but I think I just stopped. Because I've already seen it. Maybe I just didn't feel like rewatching it again. But maybe I'll rewatch it just to, you know, get a grasp on how the events of the movie is gonna pan out. So that's kind of exciting, I guess. Still, I still need to watch Better Call Saul. That's another TV show that I put on the list. I was trying to watch it, like, a little while back, like, on a weekly basis, back when they released it on a AMC, I think it was season 4. I watched maybe the first five, six episodes of season 4, season 3 or season 4, and then I missed the next episode, so I just kind of fell back, and I was like, alright, I guess I'll just wait until they release it on Netflix. So, you know, now that they've done that, I can kind of sit down and sort of watch it again. It's been a while since I've watched it, so I've probably kind of forgotten a lot of the plot details and how things have been kind of developing within that storyline, so I'll have to revisit that as well. I was thinking of, like, I've been kind of playing my Switch recently. I've been playing Smash Bros. Getting back into that. They've added a new, it's probably not that new, but, like, they've added this feature where they have, like, the online tourneys, which I thought was a great addition. I think it was cool to have that. Because, like, you know, people are ragging on Nintendo for having kind of, like, a shitty sort of online play for Smash. Like, the preferred rules settings is not, like, exactly the best way to get the results that you want. I mean, I've had, like, mostly it's been successful, but I feel like if you have that online tourney, you know, place to play, fucking, goddamn, what's the word? If you have that, you know, system in place, then it allows, like, competitive players to kind of, like, test out their strengths and weaknesses and whatnot. You know, I think it's just, like, a fun kind of thing, considering, like, how much other, like, video games rely on, like, the online play as sort of, like, the backbone of the game. I think it was good for Smash to add that capability as well, and that it's been, like, a fun addition. I've obviously gotten my ass kicked. The most I've gotten, like, the highest position I've gotten was maybe third place, and yeah, it was, you know, it was fun. It was a fun experience for sure. What else? I'm kind of waiting. The next sort of purchase that I want to make, for, like, in terms of, like, entertainment and stuff, I'm sort of waiting out on Dragon Quest, which is going to be coming out later this month. The fucking shittiest thing is that it comes out, like, right when I start school. So it's like, I don't, You know, I'll have time to play it, obviously, but I just don't. I don't want to let it consume me, you know, I wished it came out at an earlier time. The demo is out, and I've been playing that a little bit, but I've also, I'm kind of, on a, I'm sort of, hesitant to, really get into it. I don't really want to pour, 30 hours into a demo and then only play the game for, a little bit. I know that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, because, the amount of, gameplay that you can play in the demo is limited, you know? There's eventually, a stopping point. If you'll max out at, level 20, which is still pretty high, though, you know? So I just don't want to, overplay it, and then once I get the actual game, I don't want to be, you know... I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think I just want to save the experience for later. I want to sort of, savor it once I get the full game. So that's something I'm looking forward to. I was thinking of purchasing Fire Emblem, but I think I might hold off on that. Eventually, I'll probably get it. There's a lot of good shit coming out, and there's a lot of good things on the Switch right now, and I just don't have, you know, I just don't have the time or the money to really kind of get into it. Maybe eventually, you know. I played Dragon's Dogma. I've reached the end of it. I've mentioned this before. And I've just kind of got into a rut with it, so I haven't played it in a while. Maybe I'll get back into it eventually, but for now, I've just kind of held off on it. I've just kind of been playing, Tetris and Smash and all that. So, yeah, that's kind of those are some of the things that I'm kind of looking forward to within the next month or so. Just some games, some TV shows, some new music. I think I've heard Isaiah Rashad was coming out with a new album later this year. I really hope this is true, because it's been 3 fucking years, man. People who are bitching about, Travis Scott and Astroworld, you gotta, if you're an Isaiah Rashad fan, I think the struggle is even harder, because, I think, his... The period of time when he releases, music is just such a... There's just such a long hiatus in between. When he released Sylvia, and then that was, 2012, 2013. In 3 years, 2016 was when he released, what the hell was the album called? Jesus, man. He released that album. It was a really good album. He released that, and now he has another album coming out. The Sun's Tirade, that was what it was called. And now we're just kind of waiting around for it. So hopefully he comes through with it. But there's been a lot of good music that's come out. IDK too, I forgot to mention him. IDK, Is He Real? I listened to the whole album. I thought that it was pretty good. I think I need to really listen to it again, because there's a lot of thematic things that I probably missed out on. There's a lot of interesting things. I think the last two tracks of the album kind of wrapped up the whole theme of the album for me, but if I kind of sort of sit through with it, I think I could get a better picture of what he's trying to convey, I guess. So yeah, that's what's been going on, and that's probably going to do it for the podcast today. This has been Save the Semantics, signing off.